Blog Talk Radio. This is Chocolate Lady 64 at Blog Talk Radio. It is July 1st. Can you believe we're already in the month of July? Next month, the kids will be going back to school down here. And I think the month after, the kids up north will be going to school. Well, I'm hoping you guys are enjoying your summer. I think it has started off very, very well. We're getting a lot of rain down here in Louisiana right now because of Hurricane Alex, which is now a tropical storm, and it's hitting Mexico and parts of Texas at this moment. I did hear that it kind of slowed down on its speed and damages and stuff. So, enough about that. What I want to start the show off tonight is I want to start it off by us listening to a song by Corrine Bailey Rae. And the reason why I picked this song is because, and I've probably played it before, but I want you guys to hear it again, because we need some uplifting music, something to uplift us. And then I'll get into the show, okay?
You don't understand.
Carly Rae. And I had to play that because I needed something upbeat. You know, we're getting so much bad news. Just maybe about an hour or so ago, I was sitting on my couch watching the news, and I did not hear anything positive. For instance, real estate went 30% down for this month after the government incentives that ended in April. So now we're back to square one with the real estate market, foreclosures and everything. Unemployment, the extension on the unemployment bill has not been passed yet. I mean, every time we turn around, it's bad news. We know about Alex, the Hurricane Alex, and it's a tropical storm now, like I mentioned earlier. Let's talk about the oil spill, BP oil spill. You know, it's like, come on, you guys. Retail is down. Retail sales are down. What did they say about the stock market? The stock market, 6 days in a row, I think it's been down. I think it's down 40 by 40 or something. You know, I'm listening to all of this. God, where is all? I mean, it's got to be some sunshine somewhere. It's just got to be some sunshine somewhere. So what I did, and what I thought this show would be tonight, was that I'd find some good news to talk about so that we can get some uplifting. And some of the music, and in between a couple of the stories we'll be talking about, I'm going to play some happy music, per se, because it's like, I'm like, okay, come on. Enough, man. And it's enough to make you, I mean, I'll be honest, to be so depressed, even though it's not directly affecting you. It's still, you know, aren't you guys happy about something, you know? And I know the news is meant to keep us on edge. I really believe that the news is meant, the stories that they pick to tell us about, is meant to keep us on edge, to keep us in this doom and gloom, you know. Who wants to look forward to waking up every morning and feel like they have no reason to live, especially if they don't have a job, they can't feed their families, you know, they can't pay their bills? Who wants to hear enough of that? I mean, come on, somebody's got to be doing something very positive. So what I did was, there is a, you know me, I love surfing the net. There's a website, and it's called the Good News Network. And I went through it, and I found some real good stories on it. I think this is – oh, actually, that was Sunday, June 20th, 27th. Okay. I found – let's go to the most popular stories. I found a couple of stories on here that really kind of tears to my eyes that something, you know, eventually is, I mean, something is good is coming out of this. For one thing, let's see. One story I saw was this Palestinian woman. I'm trying to make sure that's what I'm saying her name, her nationality, right? She's turning old tires, and this might not be, you know, something glamorous and out there, but I think it's a good story. She's turning old tires into stylish shoes. Her name is Alamu. A 30-year-old woman runs a trailblazing business in Africa making shoes from old rubber tires. It's called Soul Rebels. Handcraft their zero-emission sandals and shoes. Let's see, what else does it say about it? That's one story that I thought was interesting. Let's see. I'm like, these sad stories are just really, really bringing me down. Okay, it's called Soul Rebels, handcrafted zero-emission sandals and shoes from organic and recycled materials of many types, like camouflage material cut from old army uniforms. Ooh, very interesting. The business takes inspiration from an original old car tire shoes worn by soldiers who fought Italy's invading forces. But their style is chic, and their shoe exudes comfort. Okay? They're from Ethiopia. Her family, her name is Alamu, and her family launched the business in Ethiopia's capital, Addis Ababa, Ababa in 2005 and is already stepping out into the global stage with clients like Amazon, Urban Outfitters, and a host of websites, outlets, and bricks and mortars companies in the U.S. So, good story. They started in 2005. It's 2010, so she's making some money. Matter of fact, they featured her on CNN, her story on CNN. Okay, that's one story that I found. Let's talk business. Let's see what's happening in the business world. Excuse me. Me and this yawning. It's not that I'm bored or I'm tired. It's just I think I have habitual yawns. Okay. Then we have, I don't know if you guys heard this story about Pay What You Want. It's a coffee shop. I'm trying to figure out where is this coffee shop at. Actually, they're a bread. They're a bread store. That's what it is. And what you do is you come in and you pay what you want to for whatever you get out of the store. And from what they're saying, they're popping up. They're going to make some more of those, which I thought or I think is a very good idea. Let's see if I can find the story. Can't find the story. I just looked at it. Sorry. Let's see. It'll come up for me. It won't come up for me like I want it to. Let's see. Let me read more. Here we go. Okay. That story won't come up for me like I thought it would. But anyway, it's a bread shop, matter of fact, that, you know, you walk in, you get what you want, and you don't have to, you pay what you can pay. And what that article was saying is that they're planning on opening up more stores around that area where they're at. I can't remember what state it was. Okay, let's hear some good news. One of the good news we can talk about, there's no more swine flu. It says it might be very well eradicated from the human population in the next few years. The first test to be carried out on vaccines issued during the swine flu pandemic have revealed high immune response rates among young children, which could lead to an improved immunization policy. The data based on the findings from a trial of more than 900 children conducted during the second wave of the 2009-2010 H1N1 swine flu pandemic could prove highly influential for policymakers and parents in the future influenza prevention and pandemic planning. The study further highlights the importance of public participation in efforts to improve medical interventions, says one of the researchers behind the study from the University of Bristol. Now, I'm going to tell you, I didn't take the swine flu shot, the N1H1. I don't believe in taking shots. Maybe, and I guess I'll tell you why. I have a fear of all these different vaccinations and stuff simply because all the shots I had to take during my time in the military. So I don't take any flu shots every year. I don't take any of that. I haven't. Ever since they've been started to offer them, I don't take them. If I get the flu, I'd rather suffer it out. I just don't believe in that. Okay. Let's see here. Let's talk about chocolate. Something good. It says eating chocolate can make you look younger. Believe it or not, eating chocolate could be good for your skin and even make you look younger. The world's largest chocolate maker says it may have come up with a chocolate bar that could fight wrinkles and slow the aging process, making it the latest food group to tap the appetite for healthier living. Okay, eating 20 grams of specially developed chocolate packed with antioxidants, or flavonoids each day may help prevent wrinkles and make skin more radiant by boosting elasticity, improving hydration. Studies carried out by the Barry Callebaut showed. Consumers are becoming increasingly aware of the nutritional value of what they eat. And the Barry Callebaut claims come as food giants such as Nestle and Danone also push into the healthy eating arena. So just imagine, long-term eating of chocolate won't make you fat, but make you look sexy and young. Very interesting. You consider that good news? I do. Let's see. It says, cleaning up country, a country. It says, for Slovenia, April 17th, 2010, was marked by a massive national cleaning action in which the participants cleaned several illegal dumping sites and picked up the scattered litter across the country. A group of young people inspired by a similar action in Estonia in 2008 promoted the idea of cleaning up the entire country in one day. The idea was soon backed up by several partners and supporters and nationwide campaigns started. The campaign managed to involve and connect more or less the entire nation, including the government, the president of Slovenia, local municipalities and organizations, media partners, Olympic Committee of Slovenia, tourist organizations, Slovenia Army, firefighters, trash management companies, Slovenia University School and kindergartens, etc., with several companies and well-known individuals backing up the campaign and the project. That is awesome. Now just imagine, a country did that. What can we do here in the United States? You know, I guess I'm having problems, and I'm going to be honest with you. I'm really having problems with America right now. Not to say that I want to defect and go to another country, but I'm really having a lot of problems with America right now, with a lot of situations that are going on. And we just, I mean, it's like we have this, we're in a fog right now. That's how I look at it as. America's in a big fog. And we're confused because we don't know which direction to go in. We don't know who's really leading us. No disrespect to Obama, President Obama. It's just that it's like even our leaders are just like in a fog. It's like we don't have a grip on what's going on with us. And every day, something different is happening. Every day, there's so many things that are going, you know, just time is just passing on, and we're just like trying to find our way. We're like a whole bunch of zombies just walking around trying to find our way through this big, huge haze of mess that we have gotten ourselves in. And I know that sounds negative, and I told you I wasn't going to talk about negative stuff, but it was just, I mean, I'm just sitting here thinking about the stuff that, I mean, I don't know. I'm confused, and I get frustrated. Because not only is it's affecting me in the way of how I'm looking at my world. You know, that world and my world are two different things, but they actually connect. Because I have to live in this world in order for me to live in my world. So I get kind of, I get kind of frustrated in a sense. Here's some more good news. White House asks U.S. clothing companies to buy Haitian. Hail the U.S. government. Let us all buy Haitian. The Obama administration is asking the U.S. apparel and textile industry to help Haiti get back on its feet. On Tuesday, the U.S. Trade Representative Ron Kirk in Las Vegas at a trade show asked U.S. apparel and textile companies to source 1% of their production from the earthquake-ravaged nation. Haitian officials say the plan called Plus One could make a difference in the helping the country since the nation has a history of making garments and workforce that already has some training. American consumers would be able to tell if their underwear or T-shirts are made in Haiti because they would have a label with a H with a positive sign in the blue and red colors of the nation. Isn't that something? You know, I'm like, okay, that's good news. That's good news. Another good news, well, it might not be good news for everybody. The German fashion magazine dumped skinny model. Chanel and Fendi head fashion designer of Karl Lagerfeld was recently quoted as saying that curvy women have no place on the catwalk. But Germany's highest circulation women's magazine, Brigitte, says it will stop working for professional ultra-skinny models in favor of real women with curves. Brigitte said last week it would only publish photographs of real women after readers complained that they could not identify with the models depicted. Magazine editor-in-chief Andreas Liebert said he was sick of having to retouch photos of underweight models. "For years, we have had to use Photoshop to fatten the girls up," he said, "especially their thighs and décolletage. But this is disturbing and perverse, and what is it got to do with our real readers?" This can only be good news, and hopefully wannabe models around the world will sit up and take notice. So, you out there and you kind of plus size, like I am, you have an opportunity to maybe become a model. Since we've always been, I mean, we fell up under a certain criteria. Now we have an opportunity to become a model. And I think that's very interesting. Let me think of something else we could talk about that's happy news. Let's talk about the environment a little bit. This is old happy news. Let's get some good bread. If you hear some tussling, you hear my two dogs getting on my nerves. No, they're not. Let's see here. Recent. Okay. Let's see. They said, I thought I found some good news, but I don't see any good news on this because I'm sick of hearing about, excuse me, my listeners, I am not yawning at you guys. I'm not bored. I'm just trying to find something. Oh, closing in on genes that help people live to 100. The oldest among seem to have chosen their parents well. Researchers closing in on the impact of family versus lifestyle find most people who live to 100 or older share some helpful genes. But don't give up on diet and exercise just yet. In the early step of understanding the pathways that lead to surviving in old age, researchers report that Thursday's online edition of the journal Science that a study of centenarians found most had a number of genetic variations in common. That doesn't mean that there's a quick test to determine who will live long and won't. A healthy lifestyle and other factors are also significant. Notice a team led by Paola Sebastian and Thomas T. Pearls of Boston University. Nevertheless, Pearls said the research might point the way to determining who will be vulnerable to specific disease sooner, and there may be a possibility down the road to help guide therapy for them. The team looked at the genomes of 1,055 Caucasians born between 1890 and 1910 and compared them with 1,267 people born later. By studying the genetic markers, the researcher were able to predict with 77% accuracy which gene groups came from people over 100 years old. 77% is very high accuracy for a genetic model, but 23% error rate also shows there is a lot that remains to be discovered. The Sirtarians could be fitted into 19 groups with different genetic signatures they found. Some genes correlate with longer survival, others delayed the onset of various age-related diseases such as dementia. The signature shows different paths of longevity. In general, the Sirtarians remained in good health longer than average, not developing diseases associated with old age until in their 90s, according to this study. Now, the researchers were surprised that they found that little difference between Sirtarians and the control group in genetic variations that predispose people to certain illnesses. We found that what predispose to a long life is not lack of disease-associated variants, but the presence of protected variants. In addition, 40% of the super centurions aged 110 and over had three specific genetic variants in common. Pearls cautioned that this is a very complex genetic puzzle, and we're quite a ways away still in understanding what pathways are governed by these genes. Now, I look at the complexity of this puzzle and feel very strongly that this will not lead to treatments that will get people to be Sirtarians, he said, but it may help in developing a strategy and screening that will help find what treatments would be needed down the road. While the study began in 1995 focused on Caucasians, the researchers say they plan to extend it to other groups, including studying Japan, which has a large number of elderly. For some reason, Japanese people seem to live longer than most other country residents, you know, from other people. Other nationalities, that's what I want to say. I'm sorry, you guys. Inheritability of longevity has been looked at, so genes do play a role, said Dr. Kenneth S. Kindler of the Department of Human and Molecular Genetics at Virginia Commonwealth University. But so do other factors, such as driving motorcycles fast and smoking, said Kindler, who was not part of the research team. The 77% accuracy rate reported in this study is better than other groups have been able to do, Kindler added. The U.S. study found that about 85% of people 100 years older are women and 15% are men. So what does that tell you? Well, men tend to be more susceptible to mortality in age-related diseases, Pearl said. Once they get a disease, they more readily die. Women, on the other hand, seem to be better able to handle these diseases, so they tend to have higher levels of disability than men, but they live longer than men. Did you hear that? We outlive you guys. The study was founded by grants from the National Institute of Aging and the National Heart and Lung and Blood Institute of National Institutes of Health. So, I think I like that. That seems like a very, 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 very good story. That was a good story. Would you think that's a good story? I think it was. Last week, you know, we talked about keeping our animals cool, our pets, and when it being so hot, which is a very good subject and topic. And let's see. I don't want to talk about that. I was trying to find something else that, let's see. Boy, we don't have good news. Oh, man, I'm running out of stories, you guys.
So don't tell me there's nothing good to talk about. It's got to be something good to talk about. I know it is. Let's see. Let's go in here. Well, I'm looking for something good to talk about. Real quick here. Let's play some music.
Can't take the way you've got me lost.
Okay, as you know, that's a little Maxwell. I needed a break because I needed to still find some. I'm having a hard time finding some good news. But I found something about ice cream. Whew. Oh, okay. Ice cream fans celebrate sweet treat. It says right here, if you're an ice cream fan, who isn't? July is a month for you. This is supposed to be the ice cream month, according to this article. It says, back in 1984, President Ronald Reagan designated July as National Ice Cream Month and set aside the third Sunday of the month as National Ice Cream Day. So as you travel around the country during the next 4 weeks, you might consider it your patriotic duty to eat plenty of ice cream cones, ice cream sundaes, and other frozen desserts. And while out on the road in search of the next generous scoop of vanilla, chocolate, or strawberry ice cream, try to learn something about the sweet treat you're about to eat. We found five factory tours that not only offer the ice cream education, but in some cases offer you free samples. Okay. You have Ben and Jerry's. Very interesting. Let's see. Didn't know that. Let's see here. If we can find something else that's cool to talk about. I do know something that might be good news for you guys who love iPhones. Since we know that AT&T has the market on the iPhone, according to the news today, they were talking about the iPhone being able to be available for Verizon wireless customers. I think they said in the month of January of 2011 that you'll be able to get an iPhone through Verizon. And slowly but surely, it's going to spread through all the other companies, telephone companies. So that is good news right there. That is very good news. Let's see if we can find some good news on the economy. See if there is good news on the economy. And I just think that we're not doing a lot to find it. It's not that it's not important. It's just that I can't say nobody wants to hear the good news, but it's just, I guess it's hard to find. Okay, I found this. Let's see, who is this? I found this article, and I know you guys are probably tired of me reading articles, but I'm trying to figure out why can't I find good news. Sorry about that. Disruptive. Little brat. I'm sorry, I'm talking about my dog. Okay, it says massive mall makeover expected to boost local economy. This happened on June 25th, 2010. The sales were already good here. The tourism was here, but the tourists weren't shopping here. CEO of Trademark Property, Terry Montessi, said, plus the new business brought in more than 300 jobs. Half of those, let's see. Oh, this happened in Corpus Christi, Texas. Okay. After 2 years and more than $50 million worth of renovation, La Palmera celebrated its grand opening Friday. But long after the confetti is gone, mall officials say the new stores and restaurants that have set up shop will give Corpus Christi plenty to cheer about. I think it's important as well as to recognize that now we actually have restaurants and retailers that are in Corpus that people don't have to drive out of market for. It says, and developers say that was the main goal of the mall makeover, to make local shoppers stay in the city and attract out-of-town shoppers in this area. The sales were already good here. The tourism was here, and the tourism weren't shopping here, CEO of Trademark Property, Terry Montesi, said. Plus, the new businesses brought in more than 300 jobs, half of those full-time positions. Now, so as half of them are full-time, that's 150 jobs in this area that full-time employees will have. Part-time, there's nothing wrong with being a part-time worker. We're saying jobs. That's the whole point. We got people working, and that's what they're really looking at. Okay, this is a bunch of local businesses and all local employees filling local community desires and needs. So that's good news. Developers say they also hope that La Palmera massive renovation shows other companies that Corpus Christi is a growing city, which will bring more companies to want to build and stay in this area. Maybe the next business that's thinking about leaving here, the wife might say, the CEO, you know, why would we leave here? This place is on the way up, so it's a big deal. So, found good news. You know, I'm really like, what? I'm just like amazed. We found some good news again. Out of everything, we found some good news. Now, there is something I did want to talk about, the BP spill, that there was good news, but there's a possibility that they won't use these ships. And what they do is, and I heard what they said, the disadvantages of. What the ship does is it can take the water and send it through and separate the water and the oil, but it has to be close to the shore. It can't do it from how far out the water, the oil has gone. It can't go like in the middle of the ocean. It only can go in certain spots. But it's specialized for that, and I think they said it's like 500,000 gallons of water per day every 10 hours or something like that runs through this and siphons, separates the oil from the water. And it would be something that we should consider using. But it didn't sound like they were kind of skeptical about using. I think Japan and a lot of other countries got together and made this huge ship right now. I think they said it's docked in the Gulf of in Louisiana's Gulf right now, Gulf part of Louisiana, just sitting there, you know. I think it's something we should look at, we should consider. I think if it can just get a little bit, I mean, I think anything is feasible that can happen that we can use to make sure that we clean up our waters. I mean, disaster, disaster, disaster. That's why I said it's so hard to find good news. And I think the little cities and the little towns are, we need to take heed and do what they're doing. We really do. We need to take heed and do exactly what they're doing. If there's an ideal or anything that we can do to make our cities and towns better in the midst of all of this, you know, we should do it. I really believe that. Let's see if we can find some more good news other than the same good news over and over again. Let's see about this one. Let's see what this one says. Okay, excuse me. The title of this one, AP Top Missouri News, and it says here, St. Louis, Missouri Attorney General Chris Koster, will investigate an exhibit of dead bodies from China scheduled to begin in October at the St. Louis Galleria Mall. I remember hearing about this, okay, a while back. It says Missouri Representative Todd Akins had filed a legislation to bar preserved human remains from entering the U.S. from China. The bodies are used in anatomy exhibits featuring human cadavers. A group representing St. Louis area practitioners of Falun Gong sent a letter to the Galleria's parents company saying it is highly possible some of the bodies may be those of political prisoners executed by the... Okay, that wasn't good news. I'm sorry, you guys. Jefferson City strip clubs, adult stores will need to keep their employees partially clad. Okay. Wasn't nothing. You guys, I'm serious. I can't find no good news. No good news. Where is all the good news, you guys? There is another story. I saw the news, and I'm going to discuss it real quick. It's a story about this African-American young girl who is a part of an organization called Build On in Detroit, Michigan. And what they do is they go into the underdeveloped areas or the areas that have been abandoned by factories, people, the whole nine yards, and they've actually started growing vegetables and plants and stuff like that there. And what they do with the vegetables and plants is they donate them after they've been grown and picked. Now, it's a great idea because what's happening is the more and more they come in these areas treating and pruning and taking care of these plants, the less the gangs are in the area, and also the less the prostitution is in this area, and it's areas of Detroit, Michigan. So I thought that was a great organization that's doing something good. Let's see here. I've run out of good news. I'm so sorry. Can I talk about my good news? My good news is I did my first Hugs Around the Hearts presentation or event. And what we did was we did a party in the park that happened on June 27th, 2010. And my son came out, and he got a group of guys that have the same thing in common. And they did a very good job in performing. And I got a chance to sit down and talk to them about what they're doing and how important it is for them to keep up what they're doing but come at it at another angle. When it comes to business, you have to know what you're doing, and you have to make the distinction between friends and family, friends and business. Once you come to the point where we're no longer talking friendship, we're talking business, then, I mean, things can get better for you. Know how to connect yourself with the right people. That's a very important aspect of being in a business on your own, entrepreneur, is to make sure that you're connecting with the right people at all times. Things can get, you know, rough and feels like everything's at a standstill, but it's up to you to make a difference in that. Thinking positive. Sometimes it can be very hard. I can tell you that myself, because sometimes I get to the point where I can't think positive about a lot of things. Knowing what you want, how you want it, when you want it, setting goals is very important for you when you're trying to do your own thing. And, I mean, I really, really, really enjoyed the conversation with these young men, because we take our young men and we put them in the thug mode. We think of them being thugs, and just talking to these guys, just average guys, very intelligent young men, you know, of things. I mean, I was just like fascinated by the things that they were telling us that they were doing. Like one of the groups, they're doing a CD album release party on July 23rd. I mean, they on their own without any help, and and to me, I thought that was good for what they did and how they're doing it. And they're taking the money from their pocket because, you know, they don't have anybody sponsoring them. They don't have promoters or anything like that. They're doing this stuff on their own, which is very, 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 very important, that you learn how to do stuff by yourself. You'd see more, because then you have more control over your project. You have more control over the creative side of the project if you do it yourself instead of waiting on someone else doing it for you. If you got people hustling for you, they're going to hustle their way and not get results. You hustle and you get results because it's more of a personal thing for people to know who you are without, you know, somebody telling them about you, describing you to the consumer. Walk out there, shake their hand, talk to the people themselves, because those are the people who are going to be your clients and your customers. So it's very important. And I was just kind of getting enlightening them on what's important when it comes to doing your own business. It gets hard. It gets, you know, like you think you're never going to get anywhere, and you feel like you get discouraged sometimes, but you have to look at the end result. What do you want in the end? And that's what's important, and that's why it's so important for you to stay in that positive mode, even when you don't feel like staying in that positive mode. When things don't seem like it's going your way, you know, you're like, okay, I'm not doing this. It's too much. I don't want to do this anymore. But always have someone in your corner that will continue to uplift you and make you feel good about what you're trying to do, what you're trying to accomplish. And I'll tell you this, shake the haters off. Everybody's not going to like what you do. That's just impossible. Everybody is not going to like what you do. That's why it's yours and it's not theirs. And lots of times why people don't like it is because you're more successful at it than they are, that they would ever be. So that's the reason why a lot of people don't like what you're doing, or, you know, they're not seeing the results that you see. So they get upset and mad and be negative about what you're trying to do. Shake those people off, because obviously they have their own issues to deal with. So, and you move on and you keep doing what you're doing. I'm saying this to myself too, because there's nothing like preaching to yourself about stuff that you tell others. Enjoy whatever it is that you want to do. Stick to it. Make it happen. Make it happen on your terms, not nobody else's terms. It's about you and what you want. So you make it happen on your terms. Let's see. I'm going to get off that soapbox. As we know, Sunday is July 4th, so I'm going to say to everyone now, happy 4th of July. We have gotten so many holidays right behind each other, and we've had the opportunity to enjoy them and be here for them. And that, to me, that's amazing. This will be my 46th 4th of July. Very proud to say that I've seen that many. That's excluding the time I was in my mom's belly. I didn't see that 4th of July. And I didn't see the one, I can't remember the one from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6. So then further, if you keep going further up, the more you go up, the more I can remember. So God has blessed me to see 46 4th of July's, and that's a blessing in itself. Well, hopefully, because Sunday's not here yet, and I don't know what is holding tonight opposed to what's holding tomorrow. I only can live for the day. But I'm hoping you guys have a great and safe weekend. Enjoy it. If you're on vacation, enjoy your vacation. Leave your laptops. Sometimes leave your cell phones in the suitcases. Just go out and enjoy your family and friends. Cook enough for me, even though I'm not going to eat it. Just enjoy the 4th of July. It only comes one once. So if you have families and friends, get them together. Barbecue, laugh, joke, play. Have a good time with them. You never know. You might not see them again. Keep your head up. Be positive. Look for positive people to be in your life or in your circle. Get rid of all those people that are negative and that are stymieing you or holding you back. Let them people go. You know what I'm saying? Think positive. And I keep saying that because, and I'll say that simply because of all the bad news I've heard today. I want you guys to think positive.
look for the sunshine and the rainbows in every situation, because we can have so much to think of that's not right in life today. Let's not think about that. Let's think about all the things that are right in life, and that you still being here, you doing something nice for somebody, you're living your life the way that you want to live it. Again, and I'll keep saying it, be positive. Look up. If you no longer want to deal with bad news, then the best thing for you to do is stay away from it. I had cut down on watching the news for a little bit because all the news it is nothing but bad news. There's nothing good coming out of it. You know, and it's bad. It's bad that way. I'm hoping that we don't have to deal with that too much longer, that there is good stuff that's happening. People are making a difference in this world. And it is a lot of people who are making a difference. And it's up to us to make sure that we're making a difference in everything that we do in our everyday lives. I'm getting ready to close out. It's 3 minutes till time for me to shut it down. I want to thank everyone who will listen to this show. I hope I'm not sounding like I'm not prepared. It's just that it was so hard for me to find good news, and I'm not just saying that. It was very hard for me to find good news to talk about. I hope the articles that I did talk about you guys can remember and maybe read them yourself on the Internet. I thought they were very good, positive news in the midst of everything else. I'm hoping that the little talk I gave you about being around other people that are positive is very important to everything that you try to do in your life. You guys have a great weekend. I shall see you guys hear from me next week on the same channel, same time. This is Chocolate Lady 64 sounding off, and I would like to say bye-bye.